Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And now we are on the feminine island. And again, we are grounded. I wish to tell you a story. And it's a beautiful one. And we wait until now to give this to you. Now, my partner has given this many times in the English language, but not so much in German. And so for you, for full understanding, I give you the story of women. The creation story of the planet is well known. And so many systems and scriptures talk of it. They say that not so long ago, there was an energy that came to the planet and spoke to those who were men and women and gave to them something they did not have before. And that was the knowledge of dark and light. This story is repeated through mythology right into the modern systems. This is the way of it. No matter what you think happened, this truly was the beginning of humankind. It's when you received that seed of understanding and then received free choice and actually took on the peace of God called your soul. It wasn't that long ago, less than 100,000 years, that humanity took on what you would call the soul energy. And there begins the story of the woman. For dear ones, the beginning civilizations of this planet all had something in common. And if you could look at history, if it went back that far, you'd see it everywhere. There was an intuitive thought that the role of the woman was the role of the spiritual leadership of humanity. Doesn't it make sense to you that the one who gives birth and life and the one who is so tuned in to compassion and love, the one who is the gentle one of the two, would then be fit to tune in completely to the love of God in a way that was far more complete than the male. The life giver should be the one that's far more connected originally. Even to this day, you use the word women's intuition. You don't say human intuition or men's intuition. You say women's intuition. This alone should tell you there is something special about that which you would call the consciousness of the female, ready to understand so much more intuitively than the man. And because of this, the woman's role, the story that is so beautiful, is that the women carried that which is the torch of spirituality, the knowledge and the intuition to connect to God. They were the ones who taught humanity We've told you the stories of what has taken place in some of the early times with women. There was no objection of the men. Why would the men object to positive, wonderful guidance that was accurate and true? They counted on the women to give them advice. If they're on islands, it's where to fish. If they're in forests, it's where to hunt. If they needed rain, it is how to pray for it. And the women became the shamans of the earth. This is how it started. This is the story of the female since the beginning on planet Earth. There are certain civilizations on this planet who are very old. They are recorded up to 40,000 years, and they're still there. You might say they are the ancients. And if you will study their culture today, the women are the shamans. So there is very good proof of what I am telling you. So what is next is in the evolution to come. This is going to start to return as intuitive knowledge to humanity. Not to men, not to women, but all humanity. And you will start to see it. We have told you before that some of the major revelations in the spiritual systems you have today, which have always been run by men, will start to change. And the systems will not stop. They simply will become better, more intuitive, more representative of what the truth is of God. Can you imagine the women sharing with the men these positions that have only been men for years and years, centuries perhaps? Can you imagine the resistance to this? And that is going to show you how evolution is starting, because there will be very little resistance from the population. The resistance will come mainly from the men in charge. But the population will see this and the wisdom of it. And slowly, very slowly, the women will take their positions of intuition. And what will happen next is they're going to be so much better at it. There will be no question who it belongs to. And it will be a return. Dear ones, this is perhaps one of the largest truths of human intuition and wisdom and evolution that is coming. Can you see how this might change the planet? Can you see what happens when a return to intuition starts to become the way of it? It will affect everything. It will affect business, politics, leadership, and the systems that worship that which is the Creator. Watch for this. Some will say, well, how is this really going to occur? With the system of religion as it is. So the next thing is this. Watch for the men in charge to suggest it. For they are receiving the intuition of their old souls. And they will be the first to understand we need a softer approach. We need to make our organization more current with what's happening on the planet. Can I say this to you? Peace on earth is possible, permanent, so permanent that weapons will not be manufactured. In order for this to happen, there'll be a slow growth in the leadership of women in spiritual places. That must take place. It has been said that the North American continent that you sit in now is the masculine hemisphere. Some have even called it the conquering hemisphere. Part of the shift and the prophecy of the eagle and the condor from the ancients is the melding between hemispheres of the planet. The southern hemisphere has been called the mother hemisphere. That is all a metaphor. The melding of the hemispheres is the softening of humanity. It has already begun, dear ones. It continues. You will see a softer consciousness evolve eventually, even with some strife that may be coming, even with some things that seem out of place from everything I'm saying. Remember, the battle between light and dark will be a battle for a while. The light and the dark represents high and low consciousness, and they're drawing further and further apart. There will be no middle ground, no fence sitting. You will clearly see darker consciousness, and you will know of it when you see it. You'll also be reminded they are doing their best to bring back a low consciousness to the planet, where they could be in charge, where they could give you war, where they could make resources scarce yet again, and then be the kings of the planet and hold all the power. And this will not take place. There's too many of you, there's too much light, and the battle starts. They will lose it. But dear ones, as the battle progresses, do not fear who you are. That's the story of the woman. It started one way, and slowly consciousness devolved to what you have today. Since the shift, it now starts again to center itself where it belongs. Men of compassion will nod at this channel and say, "This is correct. This is what we need." You will have no objections to the old souls who are the gender called male, for their wisdom can see it too. They were there. They remember. Once again, you have the meld between the genders, centering on a great truth. This message is given on the feminine island, and it's about time. And so it is.